we just finished with the live broadcast of the Morning Edition here from Broomwagon. Your thoughts as far as how you think it went?
How the visit went. I really enjoyed listening to people. I think that you hear some of the broad national themes when you come to a single district, but you also hear nuances. It was important to me to go to a poorer county of Kentucky. They've been written about a lot in a certain way, and you hear a story that's a little different than what you imagine. We talked with people who are way at the bottom of the economic spectrum. We talked with people who are doing a little bit better, and it's not necessarily the people absolutely on the bottom that are voting for President Trump. It's people who feel they're working hard and starting businesses and doing things in the world and resent other people they feel aren't working as hard. It's a little different attitude than maybe has been portrayed. On the other side, you hear a progressive hunger to put a check on the president if they possibly can through the Congress, although you also have people who are deeply concerned about progressive issues and don't know if their candidate is going to be progressive enough for them.
Your thoughts as you look across the way here and see the type of people that showed up to Broomwagon?
I don't know how to typify them exactly, except it's people that were willing to get up early. There was a young woman who came in and noted that the crowd was a little bit older than maybe she was, but then again, she's very young and was here. It's an interesting crowd, and maybe that's also a comment on this neighborhood. We're in an area that I think was economically down on its heels not very long ago, and now there's this fantastic shop, and there's a fantastic restaurant next door, and there's construction across the way in what looks like an old factory. Things are changing. We've also noticed that people have mixed feelings about that, because people may live in the neighborhood as it was and they don't know if they're still going to belong there anymore. They worry about gentrification. They worry about getting pushed out. But the upside of that is you have neighborhoods becoming more diverse. We have very segregated neighborhoods in America, generations after legal segregation ended, but it's in neighborhoods like this that you do get an amount of ferment.
And we had a couple of questions come up about media and media coverage. How do those hit you?
It's fine to have that question. I really want to have that discussion. The great thing to remember if you're suspicious about the media is that all of our work is in public. My work is in public, and I have to name my sources and tell you how I learned what I learned. Sometimes we'll have an anonymous source, and you have to decide, do you trust me or not? But even in that case, I'm going to give you all the information I can and all the context I can from documents and public records and from people who are speaking on the record. And I have to show my work, and it's all on the website. You can go check it later and see if I got it right. And I think that ought to be reassuring for people. You don't have to worry so much about the hidden biases that you're encouraged. You're encouraged only to think about the hidden bias. Don't pay attention to their facts, only their perceived bias. You don't actually have to do that. You can check their facts. You can check their work and decide if you believe it based on the information that they give you.
You get to travel the road, travel the U.S., especially on a run-up to an important election. How do you feel about doing these road shows?
I love these trips. There was a great political columnist, David Broder, who for the last half century or so of his life would go to key voter precincts, key areas, and knock on people's doors and get into their living rooms and talk with them. And I have, however poorly, tried to copy that example for many years in election after election, going to a neighborhood, knocking on doors, and you discover people, and that's true of many of the people we've had on this edition of Morning Edition, you discover people you just couldn't have reached on the phone, you couldn't have reached on the internet, you wouldn't have known to call them, and in some cases they don't have a phone. We're talking about very down at the heels people in some cases, and you get a different and more unfiltered picture of reality that way. It's not scientifically perfect, but you learn about people's lives, which really matters.
And it's our last day of our fund drive, so would you help us make an appeal?
Oh, my gosh. Well, just remember that if you're supporting public broadcasting, you're supporting yourself. It's enlightened self-interest. You're supporting your community, too. And also what you're doing is making sure that this source of information can act in your interest. You know, if your news source is supported by advertisers, there may well be great journalists there, and there often are fantastic journalists all across the spectrum. But their job is to deliver you. You're the product. They're delivering you as an audience to advertisers. But with public media, because people who use it are paying for it in the main, we can make sure that we're acting in your interest, because our job is to get information to you.
Steve Inskeep, we really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming to Lexington and continued success.
Hey, thanks for WUKY's support. It's great that you're here and doing what you're doing, and it's been a great visit.